This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Bob's Hamburg is a beloved greasy spoon in Akron, known as much for its unchanged decor as its food. But there could be a change in ownership coming. On this week's State of the Arts, I head down to the restaurant that stood in the same spot for nearly 90 years. The grill can get pretty crowded at Bob's Hamburg. As a stream of mostly regulars comes through the door on a chilly November morning, the restaurant's owner and resident grill master, Amy Buckeye, greets many by name.
Hi, Cecil.
She says it's her patrons that have kept the restaurant frozen in time since Bob Holbrook first opened its doors in 1931.
No, they wouldn't have let me change anything. Regulars. No, nothing is any different. Still the same grill, still the same refrigerators, still the same recipes. Every once in a while, we'll throw a new one in to the mix, but we don't take any out.
It's a bit too early for a burger, so many are sitting down to pancakes, eggs, and bacon, or oatmeal, along with the morning paper.
At my age, the doctor recommend oatmeal. That's what I'm having. It's berries. It's berries.
Cecil Hill has been coming to Bob's for decades.
I mean, most everybody come here more than once, and we kind of recognize each other.
Many I talk to here have memories of Bob's from childhood, like Janet Dunn, who started coming here with her parents.
I like to watch Amy cook, or whoever is cooking. It's the entertainment here. The grill is really small, but the food comes out really good.
Small is an understatement. The grill is maybe 3 feet wide by 2 feet deep. Owner Amy Buckeye says it's as old as the building itself.
It is. It's well seasoned. It's good. That's part of the character of Bob's, though, is having the original grill. It's not something you could change.
Buckeye says it's the routine of owning this restaurant that helped her get through one of the most difficult periods in her life.
I got sick January before I bought the restaurant. I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
She went through chemo and radiation, all while taking care of her young children.
It kind of threw a monkey wrench into everything, but Bob's kind of helped me through with all the regulars and the business and the atmosphere.
So you had young kids, you were diagnosed with breast cancer, and then you decided to buy a restaurant? That sounds like a little much.
A little backwards. That's kind of what got me through, though, between my kids and the restaurant.
Buckeye says even during treatment, she would be the one to open the diner most days. As the breakfast rush fades away and there's a little calm before the storm of the lunch crowd, Buckeye tells me after 7 years, it could be time to pass on the magic of Bob's to someone else.
I'm in nursing school. I'm almost finished. I've got about 8 months left to be an RN. So it's kind of pulling me, tugging me in different directions.
So Buckeye has quietly put the restaurant on the market, but she says she's looking for the right kind of buyer.
I don't want it to change at all.
So your stipulations are don't change the grill, don't change the menu, don't change the booth, don't change the fridge.
All of the above. Don't change any recipes. Come in and enjoy. There are days that it's like any place else where it's hard work, but it's perfect.
She says there's no rush to sell. And even if she can't find that perfect buyer, she'll find a way to keep the restaurant open. Because she knows no matter what, there will always be regulars like Cecil Hill who want Bob's to stay just the way it is.
Well, actually, it's like a family. I come in here, most time they know what I want.
With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.